Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are in Romans chapter 3, and we're into some questions. Now, whether I'm right that perhaps Tertius is asking these questions and Paul's answering them, or I'm wrong and it's just Paul being choosing a narrative style that's Q&A, doesn't really matter. The fact is that there are questions asked and then answered. Scripture is used to assert the answer. So we have some tremendous insights into the thought processes of the Apostle Paul, really beginning in this third chapter of the book of Romans, and he will hold true to that style, that Q&A style, for most of the next, at least the next 5 chapters, and really will not ever abandon that style completely for the rest of the book. Let's begin in verse 5. I'm reading from the New King James, and we'll get some help from other translations. But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unjust who inflicts wrath? Parentheses, I speak as a man, closed parentheses. So Paul is letting you know, hey, these are just secular-based questions to theological conundrums. Let's look at verse 5 through a little bit different lens. I love to jump into the message once in a while. Eugene Peterson's translation is probably not the right word. It's a version. But he says some good things. Listen to how he describes verses 5 and the beginning of verse 6. But if our wrongdoing only underlines and confirms God's right doing, shouldn't we be commended for helping out? Since our bad words don't even make a dent in his good words, isn't it wrong of God to back us up to the wall and hold us to our word? These questions come up. The answer to such questions is no, a most emphatic no. All right, let's take that. I love that thought. I think you can see where we're going with that, and I think you can see why Eugene Peterson takes that angle. If our unrighteous acts, what we do, what we say, helps to accent God's righteousness, in other words, God looks shiny and beautiful compared to the dark blackness of my soul, wouldn't it be to God's advantage in his proclamation of goodness to the world that I be even worse, that the darker and blacker my soul is, wouldn't it show off God's righteousness? And if that's the case, wouldn't it then be wrong for God to inflict wrath upon sin if sin makes God look so good? Now, I know it's a certainly a different argument, but it could be said that the message of grace, and I've heard this argument, that the message of grace, I don't know that I've heard it put this way. Let me be upfront. But I think there are some who think that the message of grace is so appealing to people because of the fact that their sin is taken up in Christ and that they don't go pay for their sin, Christ does. And some have mocked grace because of that. And I think that Paul is about to deal with that kind of mockery. I'll deal with the certainly not and how God judged the world leading into the next few verses. We'll do that tomorrow. Hope you're enjoying the journey as much as I am. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.